Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. Voyager 1, V'ger itself, worries about V'ger. Now, Bob, you said this is an issue, not an anomaly. What's happened?
Well, there were some communications problems with Voyager 1 again. And what was interesting about this story is that it had a problem, so its full protection system was triggered, which meant that it kind of went into a safe mode. And what was interesting about this is that it went to a different frequency, a lower power frequency to send signals back. But what made this really, really interesting was that it went to a second radio transmitter at a lower power frequency that it has not used since 1981. That's almost a half century ago. And that's such an unusual frequency that at first they couldn't locate it because they weren't looking at that low frequency. And then engineers in the Deep Space Network decided to look at this lower frequency, and there it was. And I think that's really astonishing. So they're in communication with it. They're going to try to figure out why the fault protection system triggered and try to put the thing back into operations. And, you know, that's just good. But I think it's really astonishing that they were able to locate the S-band frequency communications after more than 45 years of not using it. Because there's no engineers left in the Deep Space Network that were there when this was last used. And so it's really a compliment to the engineers there to keep this thing alive.
Arecibo fell down, and it's no longer in use, radio telescope. And now why? Bob, was this a human error?
Yes, partly a human error. Partly. I mean, it's not entirely because the circumstances were unusual. But the Arecibo radio telescope, it had its antenna suspended above this valley below, once one of the largest radio antennas in the world. It's been out of commission now, and it'll never come back for more than 2 years because the antenna collapsed. The cables broke that held it up in the air. There was a report this week that detailed the engineering reasons why, and there are two reasons why this happened. One is a surprising engineering discovery, and the other one is human error. It appears that the unusual high electromagnetic field in which these cables were within, especially at the socket point where they were attached to the antenna, that high electromagnetic field was affecting the socket, causing the cables literally to creep out of the socket. And that's what caused it to collapse. And that's unusual because this is a technique for sealing the cables in the socket that's been used for decades, and it was very successful in decades. And no engineer expected this problem to exist. And they think this is the electromagnetic power of the field for this radio antenna that caused it, but it's just a surprise. The other reason it was caused, though, is human error, because they could see this creeping out of the sockets, and the engineers dismissed it. They didn't pay attention to it, and they focused on other maintenance issues instead. And even though a little bit of 20/20 hindsight, which is a long said to the engineers, this should have been noticed and taken care of, John. So that's the story behind Arecibo's collapse.
Percy, a point of view of perseverance across Jezero crater. Very cool. These are always cool, Bob.
Yes, Perseverance is just before it started to climb up the rim. It took this great panorama. I've got it behind the Black. You can see what it's looking at. It looks across the crater. It's finding as it climbs the rim that the ground is a little bit soft and sandy, and so it's going like two steps up, one step back each time, and so it's going a little bit slower. But they're getting up there, and that's the good thing, John.
And finally, Bob, ring mounds on Mars. This is another one of your snapshots of a weird planet.
This is a Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter image of weird geography on Mars. I've got it on Behind the Black because I post these regularly because it's weird. It's these rings that have mounds in the middle that have holes in the center in a random sort of way. They are not craters. And what caused them? I haven't the faintest idea, and nobody else does
either. I don't even have a guess, Bob. Bob Zimmerman.
Neither do I.
Behind the Black, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.